Jeremiah chapter 38. Now Shephatiah son of Matan, Gedaliah son of Pashur, Jukal son of Shelemiah, and Pashur son of Malchiah, heard the words that Jeremiah was saying to all the people. Thus says the Lord, those who stay in this city shall die by the sword, by famine, and by pestilence. But those who go out to the Chaldeans shall live. They shall have their lives as a prize of war, and live. Thus says the Lord, this city shall surely be handed over to the army of the king of Babylon, and be taken. Then the official said to the king, this man ought to be put to death, because he is discouraging the soldiers who are left in this city, and all the people, by speaking such words to them. For this man is not seeking the welfare of this people, but their harm. King Zedekiah said, here he is. He is in your hands, for the king is powerless against you. So they took Jeremiah and threw him into the cistern of Malchiah, the king's son, which was in the court of the guard, letting Jeremiah down by ropes. Now there was no water in the cistern, but only mud, and Jeremiah sank in the mud. Ebed-Melech, the Ethiopian, a eunuch in the king's house, heard that they had put Jeremiah into the cistern. The king happened to be sitting at the Benjamin gate, so Ebed-Melech left the king's house and spoke to the king. My lord, king, these men have acted wickedly in all they did to the prophet Jeremiah, by throwing him into the cistern to die there of hunger, for there is no bread left in the city. Then the king commanded Ebed-Melech, the Ethiopian, take three men with you from here, and pull the prophet Jeremiah up from the cistern before he dies. So Ebed-Melech took the man with him, and went to the house of the king to a wardrobe of the storehouse, and took from there old rags and worn-out clothes, which he let down to Jeremiah in the cistern by ropes. Then Ebed-Melech, the Ethiopian, said to Jeremiah, just put the rags and clothes between your armpits and the ropes. Jeremiah did so. Then they drew Jeremiah up by the ropes and pulled him out of the cistern. And Jeremiah remained in the court of the guard. King Zedekiah sent for the prophet Jeremiah, and received him at the third entrance of the temple of the Lord. The king said to Jeremiah, I have something to ask you. Do not hide anything from me. Jeremiah said to Zedekiah, if I tell you, you will put me to death, will you not? And if I give you advice, you will not listen to me. So King Zedekiah swore an oath in secret to Jeremiah, as the Lord lives, who gave us our lives, I will not put you to death or hand you over to these men who seek your life. Then Jeremiah said to Zedekiah, thus says the Lord, the God of hosts, the God of Israel, if you will only surrender to the officials of the king of Babylon, then your life shall be spared, and this city shall not be burned with fire, and you and your house shall live. But if you do not surrender to the officials of the king of Babylon, then this city shall be handed over to the Chaldeans, and they shall burn it with fire, and you yourself shall not escape from their hand. King Zedekiah said to Jeremiah, I am afraid of the Judeans, who have deserted to the Chaldeans, for I might be handed over to them, and they would abuse me. Jeremiah said, that will not happen. Just obey the voice of the Lord in what I say to you, and it shall go well with you, and your life shall be spared. But if you are determined not to surrender, this is what the Lord has shown me, a vision of all the women remaining in the house of the king of Judah, being led out to the officials of the king of Babylon, and saying, your trusted friends have seduced you and have overcome you. Now that your feet are stuck in the mud, they desert you. All your wives and your children shall be led out to the Chaldeans, and you yourself shall not escape from their hand, but shall be seized by the king of Babylon, and this city shall be burned with fire. Then Zedekiah said to Jeremiah, do not let anyone else know of this conversation, or you will die. If the officials should hear that I have spoken with you, and they should come and say to you, just tell us what you said to the king. Do not conceal it from us, or we will put you to death. What did the king say to you? Then you shall say to them, I was presenting my plea to the king not to send me back to the house of Jonathan to die there. All the officials did come to Jeremiah and questioned him, and he answered them in the very words the king had commanded. So they stopped questioning him, for the conversation had not been overheard. And Jeremiah remained in the court of the guard until the day that Jerusalem was taken. Jeremiah chapter 39. In the 9th year of King Zedekiah of Judah, in the 10th month, King Nebuchadrezzar of Babylon and all his army came against Jerusalem and besieged it. In the 11th year of Zedekiah, in the 4th month, on the 9th day of the month, a breach was made in the city. When Jerusalem was taken, all the officials of the king of Babylon came and sat in the middle gate. Nergal-Sharezer, Shamgar-Nebo, Sarsechim the Rabsaris, Nergal-Sharezer the Rabmag, with all the rest of the officials of the king of Babylon. When King Zedekiah of Judah and all the soldiers saw them, they fled, going out of the city at night by way of the king's garden, through the gate between the two walls, and they went toward the Arabah. But the army of the Chaldeans pursued them and overtook Zedekiah in the plains of Jericho. And when they had taken him, they brought him up to King Nebuchadrezzar of Babylon at Riblah, in the land of Hamath, and he passed sentence on him. The king of Babylon slaughtered the sons of Zedekiah at Riblah before his eyes. Also the king of Babylon slaughtered all the nobles of Judah. He put out the eyes of Zedekiah and bound him in fetters to take him to Babylon. The Chaldeans burned the king's house and the houses of the people and broke down the walls of Jerusalem. Then Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, exiled to Babylon the rest of the people who were left in the city, those who had deserted to him and the people who remained. Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, left in the land of Judah some of the poor people who owned nothing, and gave them vineyards and fields at the same time. King Nebuchadrezzar of Babylon gave command concerning Jeremiah through Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, saying, "Take him, look after him well, and do him no harm, but deal with him as he may ask you." So Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, Nebushazban, the Rabsaris, Nergal-Sharezer, the Rabmag, and all the chief officers of the king of Babylon sent and took Jeremiah from the court of the guard. They entrusted him to Gedaliah, son of Ahikam, son of Shaphan, to be brought home. So he stayed with his own people. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah while he was confined in the court of the guard. "Go and say to Ebed-Melech the Ethiopian, 'Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, I am going to fulfill my words against this city for evil and not for good, and they shall be accomplished in your presence on that day. But I will save you on that day, says the Lord, and you shall not be handed over to those whom you dread. For I will surely save you, and you shall not fall by the sword. But you shall have your life as a prize of war, because you have trusted in me, says the Lord." Jeremiah chapter 40. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord after Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, had let him go from Ramah, when he took him bound in fetters, along with all the captives of Jerusalem and Judah who were being exiled to Babylon. The captain of the guard took Jeremiah and said to him, "The Lord your God threatened this place with this disaster. And now the Lord has brought it about, and has done as he said, because all of you sinned against the Lord and did not obey his voice. Therefore this thing has come upon you. Now look, I have just released you today from the fetters on your hands. If you wish to come with me to Babylon, come, and I will take good care of you. But if you do not wish to come with me to Babylon, you need not come. See, the whole land is before you. Go wherever you think it good and right to go. If you remain, then return to Gedaliah, son of Ahikam, son of Shaphan, whom the king of Babylon appointed governor of the towns of Judah, and stay with him among the people. Or go wherever you think it right to go." So the captain of the guard gave him an allowance of food and a present, and let him go. Then Jeremiah went to Gedaliah, son of Ahikam, at Mizpah, and stayed with him among the people who were left in the land. When all the leaders of the forces in the open country and their troops heard that the king of Babylon had appointed Gedaliah, son of Ahikam, governor in the land, and had committed to him men, women, and children, those of the poorest of the land who had not been taken into exile to Babylon, they went to Gedaliah at Mizpah. Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, Johanan, son of Kareah, Seraiah, son of Tanhumeth, the sons of Ephi, the Netophathite, Jezaniah, son of the Maacathite, they and their troops. Gedaliah son of Ahikam, son of Shaphan, swore to them and their troops, saying, Do not be afraid to serve the Chaldeans. Stay in the land and serve the king of Babylon, and it shall go well with you. As for me, I am staying at Mizpah to represent you before the Chaldeans who come to us. But as for you, gather wine and summer fruits and oil, and store them in your vessels, and live in the towns that you have taken over. Likewise, when all the Judeans who were in Moab and among the Ammonites and in Edom and in other lands heard that the king of Babylon had left a remnant in Judah and had appointed Gedaliah, son of Ahikam, son of Shaphan, as governor over them, then all the Judeans returned from all the places to which they had been scattered and came to the land of Judah to Gedaliah at Mizpah, and they gathered wine and summer fruits in great abundance. Now Johanan, son of Kareah, and all the leaders of the forces in the open country, came to Gedaliah at Mizpah, and said to him, Are you at all aware that Baalis, king of the Ammonites, has sent Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, to take your life? But Gedaliah, son of Ahikam, would not believe them. Then Johanan, son of Kareah, spoke secretly to Gedaliah at Mizpah, Please let me go and kill Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, and no one else will know. Why should he take your life, so that all the Judeans who are gathered around you would be scattered, and the remnant of Judah would perish? But Gedaliah, son of Ahikam, said to Johanan, son of Kareah, Do not do such a thing, for you are telling a lie about Ishmael.